Okay, today's daf is a Vazara daf, Lamites. Lamites, Erev Yontif. But Hashem, the next daf, those out there in Chutz Laaretz, hopefully we'll be getting the second day of Yontif's daf up on Friday, and then Sunday will be the next daf up on Chol HaMoed. But Hashem, now let's focus on Avodah Zarah daf, Lamites. Okay, we are on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're in the sugyas of Bishul Akum. And we will start with, we had different types of mixtures that were discussed by the Gemara, and we'll start with Ba'u Mine Meravasi. I think that's where we are up to. Ba'u Mine Meravasi on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We just had a discussion of the cooked Aramean oil and Rav Safra. So Ba'u Mine Meravasi. Hani Ahini Shliki Da'armoi. So this, these ahini shliki daramoy, what does that mean? Rashi says these cooked dates of the Aramean. So again, we're talking about, remember, the three issues that one has to ask, the three questions of Bishul Akum are Nechal Kamo Shulchai and Olal Shulchan Malachim, and number three, did the Jew do the entire process? Those are the three questions asked. So what about these dates? So dates already could be in raw. Right, so that's already not a shaila, as the Gemara will say. So what are we talking about? There's no chashash bishul akum, so we must be talking about something else. So chulio lo tiboy lecha. The sweet ones are not a problem to vadu sharu. That's for sure mutter because they're eaten raw. Meriri lo tiboy lecha. The ones that are bitter are for sure not a question. Why? Because Rashi says they're for sure us or devadi asiri because they cannot be eaten raw. Right, this relates. This is one of the rayas brought yesterday, and we mentioned that in the postgame there's a question about how to define nechal kamo shuchai. What if you have the same food, but it depends how it's prepared? Do you call bitter and sweet dates different foods? Maybe they're different foods. Maybe you can't compare them, but other people say that no, it depends how they're made. So again, this is an important issue related to that. What about the ones that are not too sweet and not too bitter? My. So amalahu, meaning they can be eaten either at tzchak, raw, but they're not usually eaten raw. So Gemara says, my tiboyelchu, the Rabbi Yasser, Manu Levi, what do you mean? My Rabbi Yasser already. And who's that? That's Levi. See, he asked that even if something that could be eaten, idea tzchak, that's not really called Nechal Kamoshu Huchai, and therefore it would be subject to Bishol Akum. Again, you saw this discussion in the Gemara, if it's eaten, idea tzchak. Now let's say, carrots. I guess many people eat carrots raw, but it's not so common. Let's say potato. Potato cannot be eaten raw. But maybe if push comes to shove and somebody has to eat a potato, say raw onions. Many people don't eat raw onions. So again, some of these might be in the parsha of Nechal Idea Tzchak for others. Shisisa, next mixture. Shisisa is a mixture that has flour and vinegar. And they put vinegar in it in order to counter the sweetness. So, Rav Shari, Bavua de Shmuel, Valevi Asri. So that's the machlokes amoraim. So bechiti v'sarei kulei amol pligi d'shori. In the wheat and barley mixture, of course, it's not normal to put the vinegar in there. It's not regular, so that would be mutter because we don't assume there's vinegar in there. But talfachi d'chala, if it's mixed with lentils, talfachi or lentils and vinegar, kulei amol pligi d'us, that's going to be usser. Why? Because whenever there's vinegar, as we had earlier, you got to be worried of chash stam yenam to mix because it maybe was wine that turned to vinegar. Ki pligi b'talfachi d'maya. What about the lentil water mixture? So my sover gazrin and ha'atuha, so I'm saying we're gozer, because if you allow the water lentil mixture, you might come to the vinegar lentil mixture. Is that exera? The Ramban asked a similar question a couple of days ago. So either you might say, lo kaimaha, it's not two separate xeras, it's just that you need this in order to keep xera 1 intact, or the vinegar, you're not worried about xera, that's worried about actual yainesach in there. Umar sava lo gazrinan, another sheet that says, no, we're not gozer. Vigadamri, another say no, batalfachi demaya kuliyamo pligi de usser. Everybody would agree you're gozer in that case. Ki pligi bechidi vasari. The question is, do you go so far to say even in the grain and barley mixture? Umar sava gazrinan ha'atuha, umar sava lo gazrinan. That's the machlokas. Fine. Amarav, shrei mini shishisa, shadar barzilei hagiladi lo David. Barzilei sent two types of shishisa'a to David HaMelech. Because the pasuk says in Shmuel, Mishka v'sapos, what he tells them, a bed v'sapos and kelim v'chliyotzer chitim u'saorin v'kemach v'kali upol ad v'adasha v'kali. So it says kali twice, kali are roasted grains. So vahash, so that's why you see that he sent them two types. Vahash hu dekam mafki tsani tsani lashuka denaharda. And nowadays, that everybody sends basketfuls to the Shuk of Naharda of these Shishisa, it must be that we pass them like Rav. We're Mati, we're passing like Rav, we don't worry about Avuah de Shmuel and Levi. Good. Next, two dots. V'kvash eshadakon lasis b'tokon yayin. And what about salted items, soaked items, that you normally put wine in? So that's one of the things listed in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei, that is asur ba'achila. Remember, we had the Mishnah so far. In Daf Chavtes, we had the Mishnah, items that are even asur ba'hana. On Daf Lamed Hei, we have items that are even asur, are mutter ba'hana, but asur ba'achila. And then on the next Mishnah, we're going to have, these are the items that are even mutter ba'achila. That's later on today's Mishnah, and that's the Parak. Second parak of Avodah Zarah, all these Mishnayos, and the Medrash tomorrow, we start the next parak of Kol HaSlamim. But that's the parak about all the Avodah Zarah, the Ovidus Chachavim Gemaras, the foods, that's all in parak Ein Ma'amidin. But here we have two dots. The Kvashin Shadarkan Lasis V'tochen Yain. Kvashin, the pickled items that we usually have that they put wine in. So that is Asur Bishtiya. So Amar Chizkiya Loshana El Shadarka. That's only if normally they put wine in there. Avo Biyadua Asur Filubana. But if you know for sure that they put wine in, that's Asur even Banah, because that's a Daf Chavtes Halacha. That's not a Daf Lamed Hei Halacha. If you know for sure that they put wine in. Umayshna Asur Gemara Mi Murius to Shor Rabbanan Hana. Why is this different than Murius that the Rabbanan Matir Bahana, even though there is Rove of the Olam puts wine in there? So why isn't it even Asur Bana? So Haslam Lavore Zuoma, no, because why is the wine put into the mixtures? By Murius is put in to counter some of the greasiness. And therefore it's not put in there to as a real intact ingredient, and that's why it would be mutter bahana'a. Ha chalim tuki taima, but here is dafka to put in order to sweeten the taste, and that's why it would be asr. Rabbi Yochanan says, amar afilu yibiyadu anami mutter. Even if you know wine was put in the mixture, it's also mutter. Umayshtabi Murius to Rabbi Meir, dasar bahana'a. And why is the difference than Murius according to Rabbi Meir, who we had earlier, that's asr bahana'a if you know it's in there. So hasam yadiyah mamasho, ha chal yadiyah mamashon. Over there, you know, by Rabbi Meir's case, Yadiyah Mamash, you know it's in there, the Mamashas is in there. Not just the taste is in there. Hachal Yadiyah Mamashan, here, you don't eat it as a, Rashi says, She'in Ochlan Harotiv Ela Hayarak. You don't eat the sauce, like in the Morius case. You just use it as a dip, and then it doesn't stay in there. So that's why it will be Mutter, depends if it's Mamashas or not. The Riffi here asks, when we say biyadua is aser even behana'a, ask the Ritva, the Enlomer Khan, to let him make kofila. A sugi we're going to have a lot, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of months. Chulin starts March time, next summer, I'm sorry, Chulin starts in June. But the Ritva says, why don't you give it to a non-Jewish baker, a kfela? And give it to a kfela to taste. Right? You have to worry about, do you know if the wine is in there? It's not in there. Let somebody taste it. See if they taste any type of wine. Right? We know the concept. Generally, shishim gets rid of any taste. Say for a see if it's batal b'shishim. How do you have it's batal b'shishim? Give it to a kfela. Do we do kfela nowadays? We don't do kfela nowadays. B'zbanazeh. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and Yerodea, that we don't give it to non-Jews. Let's say you're making something and a little milk fell into your chicken soup. And you're not sure if there was shishim in there. And it's not such a big pot. If you have a big pot of chicken soup, usually it's shishim, it's a little drop of milk. But if you're not sure, so give it to a guy to taste. So we generally don't do that bizman hazeh. Why not? So that's bizman hazeh. But the Ritva here asks, why don't you give it to a kfela? Says the Ritva, to b'chol davar shel goyim she'asru chachamim lo chilku b'davar va'asru l'chalutin afilu ein botam. Says the Ritva, dvarim shel other chachamim are osrim b'mashehu. Doesn't matter. You don't have the concept of bitul b'shishim. That's the yisod. V'hachi rad kula pirkin. That's why the Gemara never asks. The Gemara in this parak never asks. Talks about bitul. Ukidivgivri rabbeinu haramban v'achirim imo. Like my Rebbe, my grand Rebbe, the Ramban said, and others are with him. That is what the Ritva says. So we don't have that concept when it comes to Devarim Shal Akam. And this is reiterated by the Rashba. I felt bad yesterday. We haven't done a Rashba yet in this whole parak. The Rashba and Torah Sabayis. Rashba and Torah Sabayis, that's all of many of the sugis of in Yoridea. Separate sefer the Rashba has. Torah Sabayis, he's in the middle. And on the inside, you have the Bedek Abayis, which is the Ra'ah. So we'll quote a Ra'ah today also. And on the outside, you have the Mishmer Sabayis, where the Rashba defends himself from the Ra'ah. Right, the Bedek Abayis is the Ra'ah, and the Mishmer Sabayis is the Rashba. So there on page 180. In Bayis Shlishi, he cast this question also. Okay, that is the That's an important side depth at the time. It's about if there's a little in there, even if it's batel. It's not batel. Halachically, it's not batel, because you don't go by Nesinas Tam by all these halachas of Ovedes Kochav. Some sheet, sorry, if you look at the Rambam seems to argue on that. He seems to say there is batel by these halachas. You can look at the Rambam in Hilchas Machalos Asuros.
That's all for purposes of eating.
All for purposes of...
Not matering it for Hanah. For purpose of matering it for eating.
Well, it says it's already Asur Bahana. It's Asur Bahana here, no matter what. The Kfashin. The whole Machlokas, is it even Asur Bahana or not? That's the Machlokas of Biyadua or not Biyadua. The Halacha is that it's Asur Bachila. Period.
Right.
You know, even if you don't know. But so, this is even... Right, so you're saying it's the Isser, the non-Bittel is for Bachila, for these Halachas. Yeah, for these halachas. For Yai Nesach, it might even be for the Isra'ana, for the Slam Yenam. Right, it's a good point. Next, second line. Viterias Terufa. Viterias Terufa, that means little, tiny little fish that are mixed together that you can't tell anymore whether they are kosher or non-kosher fish or not. That's Viterias Terufa, mixed in. Vitsir Shein Badaga, and you have fish brine that there's no... Fish brine that there... Is it raining? Wow, we're outside here the first time. We're outside, and it is drizzling here in Eretz Yisrael. Wow. Okay, we'll see if we have to. So we have to move. Vitzir she'ein ba daga, and tzir the fish brine that does not have fish swimming in it. So this is a very. Let's just read it, and then we'll talk about it. My chilek. So the continued and said chilek is also aser. Amar Rav Nachman bar Abba Amar Rav zu sultanis. It's the sultanis mixed fish. Umebnei ma aser umebnei she ervona ola ima. Why is it aser? Because ervona a non-kosher fish goes up with it. This is a problem when you have kosher fish and you, in the nets, and some non-kosher fish that gets mixed in there, so then that is, it's a problem. This was one of the controversies a number of years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the tuna fish controversy, the tuna and the dolphins. Right, and this comes up other times also, because when we get, sometimes when they catch, you know, kosher fish, certain kosher fish, but there are a little bit of non-kosher fish also in there. So you have to be worried about that. And you have to be worried that you apply the principle of that an uman wouldn't want, we're going to have later on, that if you're an uman, you don't want the non-kosher fish in there because it's going to ruin the taste. Or do we say that it's so little, it's not a big deal? So many, many conscious organizations do their best to try to keep it out. But if it's a little bit, it's probably batel. If it's already ground up, it's not called a birya. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he talks about this, and he is machmir. He is machmir. Again, generally, the minag of... the OU and others, they make sure that there's not a problem. But again, if there's certain percentages, I would assume that they rely on bittel. I didn't speak to somebody from the OU. Maybe somebody out there is listening. But, the Rav Sternbach writes in Beis Shin Pei Beis, dog tuna, in mutter lechol buli ashgacha muskemes. Right? It says tuna, it's just tuna. So, kafisha shamati abate charoshes atayagim nisharan lahavi rakdagim kshirim shizelavad mazminim. The ones of the kosher organizations, right? All of them, the kashkachas, they'll make sure that there is none in there. Rak shalafamim alul hisarif shalom miratzon echan me elef. Vigamzelo matsui. Ulacharmi dina lamalon ismachalarov. Ukfia nira kiblu hechshar al smach shadag tame enu misarif isal dayagam rach echad me elef olul hisarif. But we learned the Rambam yesterday from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that there's a mitzvah asay to be bodek. I told you all those kuntrasim. I was looking at those kuntrasim again. There was another one that I didn't. Every time Tosfos throughout Shas quotes a Yerushalmi or a Medrash that he does not say where it is. That's another one in the kuntrasim in that. That's what I quote yesterday. He goes through every time the Tosfos says Medrash or Yerushalmi. So you have the Karni Chagavim, you have the Marsha about the Kuf Lamids, you have that one. It's unbelievable. So, But he quoted at the beginning of Karnei Chagavim that the mitzvah said the Rambam, the mitzvah said to check. So here too, the mitzvah said to check simanim. So if I get them already and there's everything's mushed up and I'm worried about I'm going to be mavata that mitzvah say if I don't get to do that mitzvah say. V'magia lano adog and betzura sheyeshal havdil lo kiyem chovas havdala vein lo ochlo. But then he quotes from another Rav Poskim that even though meikar adin, it seems to be that you can be meikel, but Rav Pinchas Epstein, the Rav of the Charedus in Yerushalayim, and Rav Henkin is our machmir. Vav sheish lismo yisom chelinyan iriv dagim tmeim ala svara duman lomarum nasei mikomam ladaiti. You shouldn't rely on that. Why? Number one, if you find one in hundreds of thousands, what's that's going to ruin their business? And number two, va'ocha yitan betzedek she'eno kamalach liver ad echad. I'm not lo ninator la malachay ashares. Ulo didan midin avdal ulat zarch biru gamer dafka. Vani machmir dvaram elu v'prache in kansor gadol v'sipruli shaba America yesh meher rabbanim shehitiru v'gam hamshama meichel nafutz ma'od. Right, it's the shalashudis meichel. Vani lanir laneis daiti kasafti. He was machmir, but again, many other poskim are more meichel. But that is the Rav Sternbach's tshuva. It's in Bay, Shinpei Bay, you've got to look it up, in Chubas Vahanagas. Viter. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein lo achshav atzil gadol achar zman. What about, this is getting into fish Gemaras, we're talking about where you had a mixture of the fish and the non-fish. Says the Gemara, if a fish does not have the kosher signs. We know a fish needs fins and scales. So, if it does not have them now, but it will grow them when it gets older. Right, v'asil agadol achar zman. Could go on a sultanis va'afitz harizem mutter. That's okay. Yesh l'achshav v'asil hashir b'shar she'olam min hayam. What if it has it in the water, but it loses it? It loses its scales when it goes up from the water. So could go on akonis va'aponis kitas patias va'ach sapatias va'utnis mutter. All these types of fish. Right, we're familiar with this from Rashi al Hator. Rashi al Hator already quotes this halacha. What the source of this is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi quotes in Vayikra on this pasuk about any fish that has a snapir v'kaskases, or then it's kosher, but kol she'ein lo snapir v'kaskases, sheket hulachem. But the language of the Torah is, if it doesn't have snapir v'kaskases, b'mayim. What does that add? This is Yud Aleph Yud Beis in Shemini. Ma tamalo mar she'yachol, ein li elu she'yim mutter el ha'mayla simanim shalol li'apasha. Hashirin b'mayim minayin. How do you know if I leave it in the water? Tamalo mar, kol she'ein lo snapir v'kaskases b'mayim. Ha'im ha'yu lo b'mayim, avavi she'shirin b'liyaso mutter. As long as if it doesn't have it in the water. If it has it in the water, even if it does not have it, if you take it out, it's mutter. That's what Rashi darshes from that word b'mayim. If you look at Tosfos right here, he has a different drasha. Second Tosfos, amari didarish ain lo, ayin lo. We have the similar drasha elsewhere. Kolomer, ayin alav, examine. Sometimes you can switch the aleph and the ayin, and if you switch the aleph and ayin here, ayin, you have it by yibum, you have it by imyech lo achshavo, asili gadol achrasman. That's what you dash by yavamis, uven ain lo, ayin lo. And one other place in Mesachas Kiddushin, but that is machlokas Rashi and Tosas, what the source for this halacha is. As long as it has fins and scales at some point, previously or in the future, it is kosher. Akos Rabbi Avo be Kesari, Rabbi Avo announced in Kesari. Kirve dagim v'ubarin nechimin kol adam. In Kesari, you could buy the innards and the fetuses. What does it mean, ubarin fetuses? Rashi means the beitzim, right? Fish don't have fetuses, right? But the eggs, nikachim kol adam, cheskas and banim elam mipolusia vaspamya. Because in Kesari, that's where all of the fish came from. Right, from kosher sources. Kihadam Rabbi, like Abaya said, Hait Sachnasa de Bavnara Sharya. Also, this type of fish from the river Bav is mutter. My time, why? Ilimim Shundurudifi Maya, is it because the Bav river is a very strong current? The Haidak Tame and the non kosher fish. Kiva de Lesley Chutashidra says it doesn't have a spine. But Dukta de Radifi Maya, Matikoi, it can't handle the strong currents of that river. Vakachazina de Koi, what do you mean? You see, there are fish like that in strong currented water. So Elamishim de Malichi Maya. Maybe the reason Abaya said it was because it's very salty water. The high daktami even the Leslie Kalfi, but Dr. De Malichi Maya Lomatsikoi, because it doesn't have scales, it cannot last there. Vakachazina de Koi. Again we say no. We see they do. What's the reason? What's the reason? Abaya matered. Elamishim de la Marabatina daktame. No, it's just that in that environment that soil does not allow these non-kosher fish to live there. Right? Different fish live in different environments. That's it. So in that environment, it didn't live. It can't live there. Amar Ravina. Ravina says generations later, ha'idna t'kashavchi be'nar guz of an argamda asiri. Ravina says nowadays, because these other rivers empty into that river, it's asir. Why is this in the Gemara? What do we care that in the Bav River, it used to be in the times of Abaya that all the fish were mutter, and now in the times of Ravina, all the fish are not mutter because other rivers empty in there. So it could be, I just give you an example. Sometimes somebody comes and puts an Erev up in a community. And then 2 years later, they want to come and check. They're like, what do you mean? No, it's kosher. We check it every week. But sometimes there are certain mitziuses that change. Maybe something is built all of a sudden inside the Erev that makes it a problem. Remember, Rav Shechta tells over the story that he has certain chumers and ilchas Erevin. So for example, he holds that you can't have an Erev, again, many poskim are mekel, you can't have an Erev going over a structure, going over a house, because that like ruins it. So let's say, so I remember one time he told us that there's certain questions about a bus stop. Let's say all of a sudden if you have a bus stop under the string. So according to some poskim, that might bring a shalom. So many poskim are mekel. But like sometimes you can have the same exact Erev, but mitzias changes. Halacha doesn't change, but sometimes the application of halacha sometimes changes. So you always have to constantly be rethinking and refocusing. So maybe that's why the story is here. Well, it's the same river! What's the problem, Rabbi? What's the difference? No, but all of a sudden, these other rivers, they have started to empty in to this river. And therefore, things could change. Things could change. Maybe that's why it's here, that always halacha is Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim, we always have to constantly be making sure that the application of the halacha is correct and updated. Amar Abaya, Vaiter, says Abaya, Hai Chamer Diyama Shari, Tur Diyama Asr. Abaya says, with the Gemara in Chulin in our background, says Rashi, Kuf Chav Zayin, that every time there is every animal, every sea, every land animal has a counterpart sea animal, says the Gemara in Chulin. So Abaya says, the water donkey is mutter, and the ox, the water ox, is aser. Right, because the water donkey has the kosher signs and not the ox one. V'simanech tami tar tar tami. So the donkey, who's treif on land, is kosher in sea, and vice versa for the ox. Amar of Ashi, Shvir Nuna Shari, the fish called, the Nuna is a fish, the Shvir Nuna Shari, Kadesh Nuna Aser, V'simanea Kodesh Lashem. So you say the Kadesh Nuna is Aser, because Kodesh Lashem, that's how you keep the remes. The Kadesh one, that's Lashem, it's off limits, it's Aser to us. Ikad Amri or others have Kvar Nuna, we'll go with our gear, so first Aser. Kvar Nuna, that fish is the one that is Aser, V'simanech, Kivrei Ovdik Achavim. The kvarim, the graves of the other kachavim, are the ones that you stay away from, and that's why it is aser. Tosfos here, because we're in a time with the opposite girsa. What do you mean? The kivrei of the kachavim are more mutter. They're less tamei. So those are the ones that we would not stay away from. So he has the opposite girsa of kvar nun is mutter, and simanech kivrei of the kachavim. So Tosfos quotes that other girsa for that fish. So Nuna is a fish. I think we mentioned in the past, thought from Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Lamb writes, we have the backwards Nunin in Parshas Bahaloscha. Backwards Nunin. So what's the message of the backwards Nunin? So it's a Parshas. But if you ask what the Gemara and Shabbos says, but why Dafka Nuns? Why not backwards, other letters? Why Dafka is a Nun picked? So Rabbi Lamb suggested, Adar Drush, that Nuna is a fish, like we just have in our Gemara. So backwards Nunin, or backwards fish, what does that mean? What are the Psukim? Vahibit Soa Ha'aron. You carry the Aron. You carry the Aron throughout the generation. Sometimes to carry the Nunins, you gotta be a fish that's going upstream. Gotta be a backwards fish. You have to go against the tide. Sometimes the whole world can be doing one thing, and Avram Eivor Hasheni. Avram Eivri. That's the Nunin Hafuchin. The upward, you've gotta be Nunin Hafuchin sometimes in our life and go against the trend. Go against everything around us. Good. Rabbi Akiva. Ikla leginzik. Rabbi Akiva once came to Ginzik. Aisu lekame hahu nuna. Tavidami lechipusa. They brought to him a certain fish. So we said a couple days ago, right? They bring the gadol adar, they bring the grasshoppers. So in those days, they brought the fish. So they brought the fish to Rabbi Akiva, and it looked like a chipusa, which is a non-kosher fish. Chafye bidikula. He covered it. Chaze bekalfi visharye. So he covered it with dikula, meaning they put it in a basket, and they saw it started flapping around, and they saw that he had scales, and therefore he mattered it. Ravashi ikla litamduria, asalakamiyahu nuna, he was in Tamduria, they also brought a fish, davidoma litslufcha, that was like an eel. which is a non-kosher. Naktila had the yoma chazei dahavi beit simchi v'sharyev. Then all of a sudden he saw little sprouts, little growths under the side of his body. So he said, oh, those are the scales, and he matured it. Ravashi iklalahu asra. Ravashi came to a place. Asla kami nuna davidami l'shafru nuna. They brought him a fish that looked like it was a kosher fish. Chafye b'mishkali chivri. I'm sorry, he wasn't sure about it. But it looked like a certain type of fish. So he put it in a black bowl, in a b'mishkali chivri. They put it in a black bowl in order to see the white type of fish, the background. Chaza b'kilfi v'sharyi. They saw the scales and he matured it. Rabba barachana ikla la akra da'agma krivali tzachanta. They went to akra da'agma and they brought him in tzachanta, which is a kosher fish. But shamila hu gavra davikari le bati. But he saw somebody calling in a bati, which is a non-kosher fish. Amar b'te kakari le right? So when he called it a bati, he said, oh, it must be a davar tame, right? Because this guy is calling it the non-kosher fish. Lo acha mine. He didn't eat from it. So he says, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me a message. He called it a non-kosher fish, and it was a non-kosher. You know the tzaddik called oven, right? He called about himself that nothing bad will happen to a tzaddik. So this is a simon hashamayim that the non-kosher fish called it bati, and therefore he did not eat it. But Kurchel Chiltis, and a quart, a grain of chiltis. Chiltis is a very sharp flavored plant. Right? That was also on the list that you can't eat it. Kurchel Chiltis, because they would mix in certain types of non-kosher ingredients. So my time, Mishum de Mifsake le Besakina. So what's the reason that it's aser? Because they used to cut it with a knife. They used to cut it with a knife that was used for non-kosher items. Even though we paskin, as we said already, twice the machlokas of nositam lefkam, you haven't used it in 24 hours, so it is a putrid taste. Agav churfe de chilsisa machle shamnunisa. No, but because the chilsis is sharp, so if you have the knife, what's called duchka de sakina, along with this sharp item, so then that awakens the bad taste, the havila kinosin tam l'shevach v'aser, and it makes it a good taste, and it is aser. So this is the chiltis. 2 days in Tosfos here. Whether we say this applies to all sharp items, or is the chiltis super sharp? That is the question in Tosfos Dibra Maskil Agav. Do we say this by all sharp items or not? So the first day in Tosfos Vish Mefarshim Kmochin de Butzel v'kaflo chenechtak masakas al dekachavim so sagli beklifa tagav churfei balatvei. V'shamati b'shem Aram dechelsisa dafka decharif tvei v'lo batzal v'kaflot. Meaning 2 days in Tosfos, do we say that all sharp items, the taste spreads throughout? Or do we say that it only stays at the edge? 2 days in Tosfos, and that is 2 days, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss in Simon Tzadik Vav, right? This is the issue about, right, cutting up your onion for your chalent. Always use the plastic knife. Always use a plastic knife, and in that way, one doesn't have to worry. If one used a fleishik knife, let's say you use a milchik knife to put in your fleishik chalent to cut an onion, if it's something cold, so we paskin that a knife, even a knife, you know, and just cut away the edges of the item that you cut if it's cold and it's not sharp. But if it's sharp, if somebody uses a knife to cut an onion, to cut a radish, any other sharp. So machlok is a poskim. What if they're already cooked, so they're not sharp anymore? But if they're sharp, what if they're raw? So if they're raw, so generally we say you need shishim keneged the surface area of the knife. If you have that, then it's about because you can't have more than that. But lecharchila we treat it. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah is machmir tzadik vav aleph. The imchatcho besakin shabasar asar kula b'chalav v'chein noagin lecharchila. But the evidence, if you already put it into the cholent, ain't less a rakadei natila, right? Because them chata chatzon in atzmo. Okay, that's what we try to do. We try to use power of knives to cut any sharp items. If not, it's a shaila. Cutting anything else, if you got a potato with a milchik knife to put into the cholent, that's fine as long as it was clean. But anything sharp, that is more of the issue. But again, we'll get more of that at a later date. But that's this issue about duchat sakina with something sharp, and the 2 days in Tosfos here, does that apply to all sharp items or not?
So this case is a sharp fish?
Yeah, it's a sharp plant. Oh. The chiltis is not a fish anymore. It's a plant. So Avdi Rabbi Levi have a kamaz bin chalsisa. The servant of Rabbi Levi was one time selling this. Kinoch nafshi Rabbi Levi. When Rabbi Levi died, also came to Rabbi Yochanan. They came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amrulei ma'ol mislaminik. Can we still buy from him, the servant? Because Rabbi Levi's not around anymore. Amrulehu avdo shachava hariyu kachaver. Yeah. The servant of a chaver is like a chaver, so it's fine. Rafuna bar minyomi zavent tchilsami inshi debase de ravam chasida. Rafuna used to buy tcheles from the wife of Rav Avram Chasida, and it was real tcheles. Also, the kabbid Rav Yosef la vibiyade, he went to Rav Yosef, and he wanted to know if he would be able to continue buying from the wife, right? Or do we assume, like at the times of the Gemara, as we know, there was Kala de Ilan, there was a fake. It was a fake tcheles. What's the problem with a fake tcheles? What's the downside? The downside is because if you use tcheles on the real daraisa, you have a shatnez. If you have shatnez with a woolen beged and the flax strings, that could be nesa daraisa of shatnez. It's allowed if we're fulfilling the mitzvah kitikuna with tcheles. But they used to sell kala to Elon, which would cause problems for people, right? So then he didn't know. Can you still trust him? He meant chan on the tailor. Amale Yosef Anya Minale. Right. So where am I going to know? Right. Where am I going to know from? He's the poor one. He doesn't know. Where am I going to know from? But it happened to me. I bought tcheles from the wife of Ravna, the brother of Chiyav. And I came in front of Ravna, and he didn't know. But I came in front of Yehuda. You fell into my hand, meaning I have to give you an answer. The wife of a chaver, it has the status of a chaver, and therefore you can trust the wife of a chaver too. Tana Rabbana, Ishus chaver, how are you a chaver? Avdo shel chaver, how are you a chaver? Chaver shemes, a chaver that dies, ishto ubanava bnei beiso, hari mecheskasa, nashi yechashtu. A wife and children and the family are mecheskasa until they do something wrong to lose their status. Vechein chater shemocher bet chelas, hari mecheskasa, nashi tipas. And also a store that sells chelas, you can assume it's kosher unless there is, unless they do something to ruin their status. Tanar Abanan, Eishes Am Aretz and Nisias Lachaver. We continue. Eishes Aretz, the wife of an Am Aretz that married a Chaver. V'chein Bito Shlam Aretz and Nisias Lachaver, or the daughter of an Am Aretz that married a Chaver. V'chein Avdo Shlam Aretz Shenimkar Lachaver. So any of these people who used to be in an Am Haaretz environment and now are in a Chaver environment, Kulan Tzrichan Lakabel Divrei Chavers. They have to accept Divrei Chavers. Rashi. Tzrichan lekabel divrei chavers, about 6 lines up. Mitchila kodem shiu ne'amanim l'chol divrei chavers. Before they're believed, they can't just enter in and automatically be acceptable, but they have to accept sheyochlu betara v'sheyasu peros, to eat betara and sheyasru peros, to take off shuvas and maisers. Right? These are the Mishnayos and Demai talk about the acceptance of becoming a chaver, different levels of becoming a neman, becoming a chaver, different levels. So that's what this Gemara says. You got to be accepted. But all these people who started out in the world of chavers and then went to the world of Amaratus, when they come back to the world of Chavrus, they don't have to re-accept. Right? You assume it's automatic. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. They have to re-accept it, even because they've been in the world of Amaratus up till now. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, there was a woman who was married to a Chaver, and you see that she helped him put on his tefillin. Nisais Lamoches, and then she married a evil tax collector. And she helped him with his job. Meaning a good wife always helps the husband whatever he's involved in. Right? So if he's doing mitzvahs, then she helps out with the mitzvahs. And if he's not doing mitzvahs, then she helps out with the non-mitzvahs. But this line seems to be, okay, let's move on. It's a very important line. The Gemara says that she used to help him tie the kosheris tefillin al yado. Tosfos. Tosfos and Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav, Machlokas Rishonim, Reb Elio mi Pariz, and Rabbeinu Tam. Does one have to tie the knot of the tefillin every single day? You have to tie Ukshartam. You have to tie your kesher every day? So Reb Elio mi Pariz says, yes. Mikanei Medaktik Rabbeinu Elio, this is Lamed Heim Abeza Menachos. Shetzarech Adam Lakasher Tefillin B'chol Yom. You got to make your new tefillin knot every day. Meaning your shel rosh, the in the back, got to redo that knot every single day, according to Rabbi Elio. So you got to do. And he quotes a raya from the Gemara in Menachos. Quotes a raya from there. and elsewhere. And Rabbi Tam says, no, what are you talking about? Rabbi Tam says, no. And he brings a raya for the first berakah chulin. There are different rayas all over Shas. Tosfos there says, I hold a middle shita. Umistavra kavidiv rabbeinu tam betfilin shel rosh ukadiv rabbeinu Eliyahu betfilin shel yad. You got to tie the knot every day by the tefillin shel yad, not the tefillin shel rosh. Dichsiv ukshartam laos al yadecha. I think ukshartam is written by yadecha, therefore you have to tie a new knot every day. Demashma the kol shah sheminiach tzarich likshira. What do we do? Right, we tie the knot of the shell. Yeah, not the little yud. That's against the. But the knot is when it's tied on our arm. Right, that's the shell. Yeah, the shell rosh. We don't have it. Right, the shell rosh. The knot is there. We just place it on our heads. But this is what Tosfos says. And then he quotes our Gemara. And what does our Gemara say? Teda. Right, she used to help him tie the tefillin on his hand. On his hand, teida d'lo kamar shaisa masayel tefillin shal rosh. The tefillin shal rosh v'hadei in tzarech likshar b'chol yom. D'lo tzivsa torah likshar kol shav v'kasha shalah halach moshi b'sina v'achi mirei. That's Tosfos, right? This is the machlokas, but the Tosfos quotes our Gemara that we pask in the middle. We pask like Rabbi Tam when it comes to the shell yad, but not to the shell. We pass like Rabbi Tam by the shell rosh, and like Rabbi Yom by the shell yad. What made this sugya famous? The Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros is a sefer written by towards the end of the 1800s. An author who was basically like a Shem HaGdolim of the Chida. This thing goes through everybody from Adam Arishon all the way until his day, going through all the Tanaim, all the biblical figures, Tanaim, Amoraim, Rishonim, just going straight through and giving a little paragraph about each person, like an encyclopedia of people. That's what the Seder Hadoros does here. So the way I heard the story, I think from Rav Rosenzweig originally, so he said over the story that when he was going around to get Haskamas for his Sefer, there's about 10 pages of an introduction here. I try to find it. It must be in there somewhere. But when he went around to get Haskamas, he went to Reb Chaim to get Haskama, Reb Chaim Brisker, and he asked him for Haskama. So there is Haskama of the Beis HaLevi on the first page, Reb Chaim's father. So there's Haskama of Reb Chaim. So maybe it's in the story. It's in the Hagdama somewhere. So Reb Chaim looked it over and said, it's a wonderful Sefer, great Sefer, except this page is Apikarsis. So you got to take it out. Apikarsis. So by the time he went to Reb Chaim, the way Reb Rosenzweig said the story was that they were already it would already gone to print, so he couldn't change that page. So he just put in the Hakdama. By the way, you know, Reb Chaim thinks this is a great sefer, except page 32 he thinks it's Apikarsis. That's what he said. So it's somewhere in there. It's a footnote in one of the Yartzeit Shirim. In the Yartzeit Shir called Takanas Moshe, there's a one line Yartzeit Shir. And this is what it says in Seder Adoros, Reb Chaim thought is Ein, you're not allowed to say. What's the page of Apikarsis? So as a certain genre of type of halakhic literature, on page 208 in mine, 208, he quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbi Tam, and he says, they went up to Shemayim one night to ask, you know, who's right? And they found Moshe Rabbeinu, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, who's right? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Eliyahu is right. Heshev Rabbi Yaakov Tish Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Tam Tishal as Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Shu Bakan V'chein Asa Navi V'shalom Imenu Hey Kosher Ketchel Tefillin Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu Einatam Kosher Kadas Ki Akshira Lo B'shal Yadi Ela B'shal Rosh V'tzorach Lichshar B'chol Yom Yorad Rabbeinu Tam Ka'ari V'amar Moshe Ta'isa Ki Akesher Ein Tzorach B'chol Yom Ela Hiduk V'lo B'shal Roshi Ela B'shal Yad Echsev Ukshatam Lozei Yadecha On a Moshe may broban fasanuso. Ani omer le mitzvah tzorach shir b'chol yom. Ava lo la'akev. Heshev Rabbeinu Tam. V'chei ze mitzvah hi lo la'akev. Ela le mitzvah. What do you ever have a lechatchila mitzvah? Heshev Moshe. Hoel v'amarta kach dalacha she ta'ita. No, you made a mistake, Rabbeinu Tam. Ki chovi lekashro Moshe b'chol yom. V'akshir tzorach liyaz b'shal rosh. V'raya avilacha me Torah si shenasati lacha. What a great lesson. I'll bring you a raya from the Torah that I gave you. Umenapasik shehedeta. Ukshartam la os al yadecha. Harisha samach os esel ukshartam lo malacha shesorach atolik sharosam. Shem la os vahaino shalrosh. I'm the beta tam. Vaksivacharab. I'll tell us beta necha. Anyway, the whole machlokas here with the psukim. Achar kach bora benu el yom mi paris lo sayel or moshe rabenu. He's helping me out. Whole machlokas. At the end of the day, ad shechara apo shel rabenu tam. V'yamod al raglov. The Yikra b'kol gadol, the Yomer Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom raid, the Chen Tzak Gimel Pamim at Sheyar Moshe Rabbeinu B'Yeshiva, the Yomer Rabbeinu Tam Ani Omer She'ein Likshar Kesher Shel Tefillin B'chol Yom, the Shelotzi Visa Zeh B'Torah Shekibalta Mi'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Hode Moshe Rabbeinu L'Dvarav, the Yelach Lo, Ad Kan. So That's the story. Rabbi Chaim said it's not Bikarsis. Why is it not Bikarsis? Because you can't argue on Moshe. Moshe emes v'saraso emes. You can't argue on Moshe. You wanna say, this was the machlokas between Pinchas and Aaron. This was machlokas between any two other people. Right, biblical figure. This was the machlokas between Avram and Sarah. A certain genre, a type of halachic literature that they link machlokas tanoims to, you know, machlokas of the biblical figure. This was the machlokas of Eli and Shmuel. L'chadchila, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Aleph, was shchita k'shira bizarre, but l'chadchila should you get a kohen? Okay, to say that about Eli and Shmuel, to say about other people, but about Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes was a Russo Emes. You can't argue with him. That's why he thought that page was Apikarsis. Fascinating story, Bechlau. Anyway, okay, let us continue. The Rishash, by the way, says there's no raya from this Gemara, because Al Yado sometimes just means for him, not Dafka on his hand. Al Yado sometimes means Bishvilo. So the whole Gemara might not be a raya to the Sugya. Anyway, here we go. Says the Gemara, where are we? Last line. Amarav. Chavis asur b'chosam echad. So this does not mean a barrel. This is a Rashi Tevis. These four things are asur with just one chosam. If it just has one seal on it, it's not good enough. Champag mutter b'chosam echad. Champag is mutter. What are these things? Chalav, basar, yayin, tcheles. These four things. That spells chavis asur b'chosam echad. Why are those? And chiltis, murius, paskamina, mutarin b'chosam echad. What's the difference between the four? So Rashi says the first four are expensive, and therefore a guy might try to exchange them. And what else? That's the basar tcheles and our demam yikarim. And also, why by the chalav? We'll ask, because chalav generally is not so expensive. The Gemara will explain it. The Yerushalmi quoted here in the Ritvan. Others say maybe because these first ones are ba'en. They're not just mixtures. They're not in tarovas. That's why they're more chamor. So Gemara says, paslamai nechashle. We'll read the Gemara as we have it. Rashi puts the next five words later on our amud. But we'll read it as we have it. Paslamai nechashle. What are you worried about bread? Even though bread was in the second group. The bread, what do you even have to have, what? The question is, what do you even have to have one chosam for? That's what it sounds like the Gemara is asking. Imi shemech lufe. Are you worried that he's going to switch it? Kariri b'chemi made the idea. What? He's going to switch it because he wants the fresh bread? But let's say you're sending it to another Jew, and the guy's the messenger. The Mekabel will be able to realize that it's not fresh, and the guy switched it. The chiti b'tsari nami made the idea. He's going to switch different types. He's also going to figure out the difference. Iki adadi. So you're saying he'll just do it stomp for no reason, but since it's one chosim, he won't do it. Right? It'll be a preventative. He won't just try to play games because there's one chosim. He won't try to have to redo that chosim. Virav, Maishna Gavina Delo Tarach Umizayef. So why did Rav who made the statement, say that by cheese, by Gvina, that's in the second group, he's not going to be Tareach, so as long as you have one, it's fine. So Chalav Namil Tarach Umizayef. So why is milk different? Milk, which we'll talk about soon. Why is milk on the first group? So Amar Kahana, Afik Chalav, Ayal Chatichas Dak Sheim B'Simen. Okay, you're right. Take out milk from the first group. Put in pieces of fish, a little piece of fish that does not have a simen on it. So Gemara says, Hainu Basar, that's meat. Different types of meat. That's an important line for eating milk like Sanyantif. Hainu Basar. Right? Hainu Basar. Is dog called Basar? Gemara here says, Hainu Basar. Trey Gavni Basar. Does that ruin it or does that help it? Two types of basar. Right? That's why it's on the list anyway. Basar and chatichas dog. And so that you need a ches. That's why it's chatichas dog. So you need a ches. Ushmuel amar. Shmuel says beis aser, meaning it takes out the ches. Takes out the chaticha b'chosam echad. Machag mutter b'chosam echad. So he takes out basar, yayin, tcheles, asur, and b'chosam echad. So he took out the ches. Moryas, chilsis, gvina, mutar b'chosam echad, and he takes out the bread. Right, you don't have to say it's two types of basar, so therefore it's included in basar. Rashi puts the pas l'maynechushla here, right? Because here he's explaining Shmuel took out pas, so that's what Rashi says. This is where the Gemara says, "What are you worried about pas? Right? You don't even pas is not even on those. You don't even need one. You don't even need one simen pas just by pas. That's why Rashi puts those few lines here." Fine. Tana Rabban. Ein loch in yamach machag besuria. You can't buy these six items in Surya because they're not trustworthy relating to lifnei iver. You can't buy them because the Jews, the storekeepers in Surya, are chashud not to be machman or lifnei iver. Lo yayin, lo murius, lo chalav, lo melach, sal kunderis, this type of heavy salt. And v'lo chiltis v'lo gvina. Ela ben amumcha. Only from experts. From experts you can, because they would be worried to mix in any other ingredients. V'kulan, but by all of them, imnis arecheitzo balabai is mutter. If you're invited to their houses, it's mutter. Because you don't assume they eat it themselves. You just think they just don't believe in lifnei iver. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The ra'ah, in the bedek abayis, we're doing one taras abayis today, so we're going to do one bedek abayis. The ra'ah in the bedek abayis in tell you what, page Chaf Tes, page 57, he says, I don't understand. The only people that we know that are more makban on themselves than and not on Lifnei Iver, they're the Gemara says about the Kusim. The Kusim didn't care about Lifnei Iver, and they're more makban about themselves. But generally, you say the other way. Even if I'm not makban about myself, if I have a chush of guests come over, I'm going to be very careful. I'm going to have to keep a higher standard. It's usually just the opposite. The opposite. So the rug is a different pshat on the Gemara. It's not that they're more makban on themselves. They don't care about lifnei iver. But when they send something out, you know, it's just who knows what's going to happen to it. But in their house, you know, you can assume that it's exactly what they think it's going to be. But the rug does not think the pshat of Rashi is correct, because only the kusim don't believe in lifnei iver and are more makban on themselves. And human instinct generally is the opposite. Anyway, Messiah lay Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but this chiluk supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that who says, Shagala balabayis lebeis mutter. If the balabayis send you something from his own house, that's mutter. My time, a balabayis lo shavik heter v'achli sur. The balabayis himself wouldn't leave over heter and eat iser. V'chi mishagale, v'maydachal mishagale. And what he sends him, he'll send from his own food. Next, umelach sal kunderis, my melach sal kunderis. What is that? Amar Yehuda Meshmuel melach shekol sal kunderi romi ochlanosa. It's the salt that all the nobles of Rome eat it. Right, all the nobles of Rome eat it, and it's also because Rashi says you mix in little pieces of non-kosher fish. Tanu Rabbanan melach sal kunderis shechora asura levana mutaris. Devar Rabbi Meir. The black is Asur, and the white is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Levana Asur Shchar Mutaris. The opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel Mishum Ben Michanina Ben Gamliel Omer Zuvazur Asur. They're both Asur. Omer Rabbi Chana Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ladevri Omer Levana Asura. Why? Kirvei Dagam Levanim Tmei Muravin Ba. He's worried about little non-kosher whitefish. Ladevri Omer Shchar Asura Kirvei Dagam Shcharim Tmei Muravin Ba. He's worried about little non-kosher blackfish. Ladevri Omer Zuvazur Asura Zevazam Muravin Ba. You're worried about both. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Ben Michanina Ben Gamliel Zokin Echad Hayi Beshkuna Seinu Shem Machlik Paneh Beshuman Chazir. That's why it's aser. He used to smear the outside of it with pig grease. And that's why it would be aser. Hare elu asurim. All these in the Mishnah, Vakadaf Lamed Hey, are aser to eat. Lemute mai. Lechizkiya lemute biyadua. Techizkiya, who we had right all the way at the beginning of today's shiur, excluding yadua. Because Chizkiya says if it's yadua, it's aser even bahana'a. And maybe the Mishnah is going against that even in Yadua, Rabbi Yochanan said that it is only Asur Ba'achila. Rabbi Yochanan, Lemute, Murius V'Gvinas, Beisunaiki, V'Samek Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's excluding the Murius and the Gvinas Beisunaiki, which we had in the previous Mishnah, back on Daf Chavtes, because that's even Asur Behana'a, and it's going like the Shidev Rabbi Meir, that it is Asur Behana'a. Fine. So we have Daf Chavtes, we have Daf Lamed Hey, and now we have Daf Lamed Tes. Daf Lamed Tes and the Beis, now we get to what's Mutter. The Elu Mutar and Bachila. The following items are even Mutter to eat. Chalav, Shechilba Ovik Ochavim, Yisrael Ro'eyu. Milk that a non-Jew milks a cow as long as a Jew is watching. If a Jew is watching him milk, so then it is Mutter. Vahadvash and honey. Vahav Devanios and clusters of grapes. Ava Bisham, the Mishnah just adds an aside halacha. Ava Bisham not menatvin, even though they're dripping, the clothes are dripping grape juice. Ain ba Mishum hechsher mashke. That's not liquid. We know, the Mishnah says in Mesechus Taros, that there are seven liquids that are machshel akabal tuma. Yad shachadam is the mnemonic. One of them is yayin. Right, so yeah, so here's, you say this liquid's coming out of the grapes is machshel kabel tumah. So the halacha is if you don't want it to come out, then it's not machshel kabel tumah. You need lertsono. So therefore, this is not lertsono. You don't want it to come out, so therefore it's not machshel. Ukvashin shein dakam lasi zotokan yan v'chometz. What else is mutter? Pickled items that they don't usually put wine and vinegar in. V'teriyah shein a trufa, little fish that are not mixed up, so you can still see if they're kosher or not. V'tzir sheish badaka, if it has fish in the fish brine, so again, you can see if it's kosher. Va'alah shel chiltis, and the leaves of the chiltis, right? Only in the chiltis they mixed in, we said earlier. But they used to cut the chiltis, that was the sharp, but the aleh is not a problem. V'zeise gluskos hamagul galin, and you have packaged olives, that's also mutter. You don't assume anything's wrong with that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hashlachin asurin. What does shlachin mean? It's something about the olives. The Gemara will talk about it. Rashi says, hachagavim abaim minasalula asurin. The grasshoppers that come from the se'ula are the baskets that the shopkeepers keep in front. That's what Rashi says, right? To get people into the stores. Right, it's like one of those items that you put in the store window in order to get people inside. These are the tasty grasshoppers we have here. Come on in. Min haheftek mutarin, but min haheftek you have if you have the baskets inside mutter, those are mutter. V'chein litruma, and also for truma, what are those two words going on? We'll get to it in the Gemara. Tanina l'hadetzarner rabbanan. So let's just talk about one more. We'll get to talk about milk today. Abraisa. As follows, Yoshev Yisrael b'tzad edrash olzik achavim o'gachavim cholev lo umevi lo vein achoshesh. A Yisrael, a Jew, could sit on the side of the herd of a non-Jew, and a non-Jew could milk the cows and bring him the milk. So, my hechidami, what exactly is the case? E deleka davar tamei be'edro pshita. If there are no non-kosher sources of milk in the herd, so obviously, what's the chiddush? V'idika davar tamei be'edro mai. And if there is not, there are non-kosher sources. Let's say there are non-kosher animals in the herd, so why is this enough if he just sits on the side? So, la'olam dika davar tamei. Really, there is a chance. There are non-kosher sources. V'chika chazile, v'chikai chazile. If the Jew would stand up, he'd be able to see the guy. V'chi yasev lo chazile. But if he's, while he's sitting down, he's not able to see it. Ma'o detei makivin de yasev lo chazile. So you might say, because the Jew isn't before seeing, he's just sitting on the side. Necho shema ma'isi ma'arive. You have to be worried. Kamash malan, kivin de kikai chazile. Since if the Jew would stand up, he would be able to see. Irsuse mirsas. He is scared. The non-Jew is scared to add any other ingredients. V'lo ma'arive. And he doesn't mix in any non-kosher ingredients. So this is it. Chalav, so the Mishnah says. Mishnah says you got to see the Jew see. You got to see the guy milking the cow, or at least that the Jew should be, the guy should be scared that a Jew is going to be able to see. So in Delwood, right in the Delwood farms across America, right there. I don't think there are Jews there watching. Right, the question is, there's no Jew even on the side of the herd of the cows. So how are we allowed to drink it? And the Aruch HaShulchan, even though Kedarko Bakodesh, he is always trying to be matzdik, the minhagim of Bnei Yisrael. That's his stamp. His stamp. He always tried, oh, but this, they're doing this, and Klai Yisrael Tzadikim Eim, he always tries to do that. But one or two places, a few places, he is charif. And when he's charif, so you got to take that very seriously, because in all the other places, he's matzdik the minhag. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tezvav, in Yerodeya, he says, people are makel about this halacha, about chalav akum. I have no idea why they do it, and it's terrible. He goes the story. He says, Yesh harbi mispartzim bisr zebedo reinu bavonosinu arabim, kasha ra'an ra'inu vishamanu, v'tolam es atzma malayza tamar chacham sha'asa came, such and such a rabbi did it, v'lo yodav v'lo yavinu shechamurim divrei sofrim, v'tamar chacham sha'asa came, gadol avonim unso. Right? And since the Shulchan Aruch say it, don't bring me any rise from great rabbis who did it. Tell me Torah. And he quotes a story. He says, and I'll tell you the story that a certain Balabas once came to me in his ear Plonis. He didn't say what the town it was. And they always got that coffee. They always got coffee at a certain tavern. And after years and years, one time one guy said, you know, let's go ask him where he gets his milk from. And they go and ask him where he gets his milk from. The guy says, no, over problem. Why? He said, where did I get the milk from? He says, no, in the Itzlis Shel Basar, Harbi Moach Shel Behemos, Umemacha Usamim Harbi Chalav, Umavashlam Yachad. I mix in a bunch of meat gook that you get from the leftover butcher shop, and you mix it in, and it makes a nice, sweet, tasty milk. So he says, and v'oz naflukul ma'paneya ma'chetam ha'gogdo achol treifes u'basa b'chalav, tzok ma'kol gadol kamagdolim divrei chachamim. He says, you gotta be careful. V'ubiyichot shamati, says the Aruch HaShulchan, sheba America, yish rabim me ha'umos she osim chalav chazir, v'bnei shemetsuyim sham harbei. A lot of pigs in America, he said. I don't know. Anyway, that's Aruch HaShulchan in Nevarduk at the turn of the 20th century, the beginning of the 1900s. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. So how do we do it? Especially by America, in the place where there's many chazirim, it says. So that's the famous Hatter of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, nowadays, by America, if somebody drinks Chalav Akum, it's as if you're drinking Chalav Yisrael. Why? Says Rav Moshe in Yerodeya, in Chelag Aleph, way back in Siman Mem Ches, 1954, Tavshin Yud Dalin. This shuv is written. Oh no, I'm saying it's three shuvas in a row. Tavshin Yud, the first shuv is Simon Mem Ches, is about non-frum Jews. What status do they have regarding Chalav? Moshe is machmir. He says, even though for other halachas, it's a din of avodah zara, but this is an issue of ne'manus. When it's ne'manus, a non-from Jew does not have ne'manus. So he says it would be, wouldn't be good enough. That's in Siman Memches. Then in Siman Memtes, which was written a month later, Beis Elul, Tafshin Yud Dalad, 1954, he talks about this issue. I'm sorry, I skipped one. I skipped the, same. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Tafshin Yud Dalad. Here it is. He says, Chalav Shala companies, Shem Tachas Ashkachas Memshala, Yesh Lo Tam Gadol, Mishum Chi Yediya Nechshev Kuriya. This is a case where knowledge will be considered as if you saw it, because why would they want to change it? Very difficult to try, basically because of all of the regulations of the dairy companies, the Federation in America, in any modern non-third world country. If there are regulations that you could assume that they would lose their position, lose their heter to make the milk, you could assume that it's all kosher. And therefore, says Moshe, Uvaprashim Yavar is a pamim vada yichu mehem a license, sheyem muchrach liskar ha'esek, kamosha nogin baharbi dvarim, sheim ein moel onish mamon, onshin belakichas a license, shuskir sa'esek, v'lachain afsh anan lo nema de dvarim beumdenis meyatzmeinu, av umdenazu de mirsas, v'chain ein lachish le'iriv, kishain revach, hu mefurish begamara, v'cheshbin shain revach ze, vada yicholon gam, anachnu lachshav. Yes, he says in the last two lines, as he does in certain sugyas, but zevad el kuliyama she'ein tam lachlok v'lchein arotz alismok lahakli yish tam gadol v'rashoy kamo shemikilim b'zeh robin yadam v'shomri torah mitzvus v'kam harbei arabanim v'chas v'shalom lomar she'osen shelo kedin mikol makom v'balei nefesh v'nerai lahachmir v'ein b'zeh mishum yora v'chein ani noeg lahachmir la'atzmi avol misha rotzel lahakel hu osa kedina v'ein lachshivu kemezalzo b'yisurim. That's Ramosha in Yaradeya Memvav Memzayim Memches. That's the heter that this yediya is like re'iyah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue by the Hashem on Friday. Okay, let's